It's funny. You know, it's a huge story today that there is a lockout with Major League Baseball. I don't care. And I don't know anyone else that cares all that much either. A lot of players got signed. It was very exciting. Marcus Stroman gets 3 years from the Chicago Cubs. Peace out. No more race baiting from New York City athletes. So I'm kind of happy about that. Thought he'd get more, to be honest with you. But as of midnight last night, it's official. There's a lockout of Major League Baseball, and I'm not going to lie to you about it. I don't care. I don't even understand why anyone else cares. Who cares? It's not baseball season. It's football season. And the New York Giants have a real man at quarterback because Daniel Jones wants to play. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
He won you over. He said, damn it, I'm playing. Yeah. I want to play.
He listen, the guy wants to play.
Think about it, Craig. He got hurt on Sunday. He played through that entire game. I mean, he's a competitor. He also knows he is still in that prove-it mode of his NFL career.
Yes, he is, with a big decision the Giants are going to have regarding, are we picking up option years coming up at some point, right?
That's why Daniel Jones is always going to want to be out there, especially when you got your season on the line. The Giants are basically in the mode of they've got to go out and win every freaking football game on their schedule, and if somehow they do, well, they're in a playoff race.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones is going to do everything he can to be out there on Sunday against the pretty good Dolphin defense.
Yeah, and we better enjoy it now while we can, because I read all the tea leaves. I'm in the know, Evan. I'm on the internet.
And what are the tea leaves telling you, Craig?
I'm on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on the gram. I got kids. I know what's going on. Omicron has reached our shores. It's here.
Right.
And it's ugly. That's what everyone keeps telling me. And it ain't going to be pretty over the next couple months with this new African strain of COVID. I'm going to enjoy what I got while I got it. Meaning Islander hockey tonight. Let's go, Islanders.
Welcome.
Jet and Giant football this weekend. Let's go. Every game is now special to me.
Knicks Bulls tonight.
Bing
bong.
Which I'll have on in the suite that we'll be sitting in.
Good, I like that idea.
With the big tray of wings and the antipasta that you ordered for the game tonight. Cowboys Saints tonight. It's time that we enjoy ourselves. Because this Omicron thing sounds pretty nasty. And I say that without being flippant about it. People are going to die from it. That's just an unfortunate fact. Hopefully not that many. But it's ugly. And yeah, I know that President Biden's got some announcement coming up. I may have missed it, but I know it's coming out today. About, you know, thoughts about the near future, mid future, regarding shutting our borders down, restricting travel. Governor Hochul has already decided New York state of emergency. I imagine Governor Murphy's going to do that in New Jersey sometime soon as well, especially with all the holiday travel that's about to happen. But we're just two guys who host a sports talk show in New York City. I'm going to enjoy that for all it's worth because I know it's been taken away from us before. I was away when it got taken away, but I know what it's like when we have life without it. So for all the things we have that we don't like about the other teams, for all the complaints we have about our own teams, Evan, my goal here this holiday season is to let bygones be bygones. Let cats play with dogs. Let dogs play with cats. Let you and I get along and agree on everything that's presented to us.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to happen, but okay.
Let's enjoy ourselves. So I thought it might be fun today. Here we are on this first Thursday in December, only 3 weeks away now from Christmas, that we might start discussing the things in New York sports that make us happy. And I made a list. Are you ready for the list?
Mm-hmm.
There's my list.
Your list has nothing on it.
No. It appears that there's nothing on my
it's
list.
It's a blank piece of paper.
No. It appears that way, Evan. Yes.
Oh, is it my eyes deceiving me?
So my list right now, that's my list in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to see what I wrote down. Yes?
Right? Yes.
I want you and the audience to fill it in. All right? I want the blanks to be filled in.
But you understand we're very diverse as a city.
Which I think is great.
What makes me happy doesn't make you happy.
Thus, we all come together today on the eve of something very ugly that might be happening, right? A few weeks away from Christmas. We just enjoyed Thanksgiving. I need to start filling in the blanks. Something in New York sports today that makes me happy.
Craig, there's one
you
that
have Max Scherzer.
No, the one that
great.
Starts
good for
the,
you.
The one that starts the list, and yeah. it's easy,
yeah, man.
Is Kevin Durant. And whether you like it or not, whether 80% of the audience likes it or not, if you're really looking at the things we have and things we love,
what do
and
we
things
have?
We the best basketball player on the damn planet.
Okay. You want to go
so
Kevin Durant?
Put his name on the freaking list, and if you don't, the list ain't worth a damn.
So here's what we're going to do throughout the day today. We're going to put some people on the list, and then the rest of us will critique those people just to make sure that whatever the final list is, it has been completely and thoroughly dissected.
Mm-hmm.
So Evan says, Kevin Durant, if you listening right now, you think that Kevin Durant's ashy ankles and bunk hairdo require some introspection, well, bring it up.
Introspection?
Yeah. Like, perhaps Kevin Durant doesn't belong on that list.
How
I don't know.
He possibly not belong on the list?
I'm just giving you the... everyone should have the opportunity
to
go the other way.
I'm going to show you something to show my class, okay? I'm a Net fan, or I'm being a fanboy. Adam Fox belongs on that list.
If I knew who Adam Fox was, I would have an opinion on it, but I don't watch the Rangers play hockey.
Hey, at least you knew that.
Right? So,
but he should be on the list.
Yeah,
and I'm not even a Ranger fan, but I appreciate
The
guys that we have in this town that are really, really good.
Okay. You want to go Adam Fox? Great.
Put him on the list.
All right, let me write his name down. I got Durant.
I want to be fair. That was a sign of good faith.
It's Adam Fox?
Yes.
Adam Fox, because I was thinking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
As of this moment in time, baseball doesn't exist. Now, baseball has this really weird rule, which it baffles my mind. If you go online right now to any official baseball website, go ahead and please do it. Go to New York Mets. Go to New York Yankees. Go to MLB.com. Go to the MLB Network. They're not allowed to show you a picture.
Yeah, the likenesses are all gone.
Which I recognize that there's a lockout. And it's going to take some time before they ever reach this new labor agreement. And none of us think, I mean, I'm not an expert by a long shot or an insider, but you know, the people in the know, this ain't going to get resolved till next year. Whether it's January or February.
Right.
I mean, don't worry about the next few weeks, because it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't hurt the sport. It doesn't hurt your fandom. It has no impact on your spring training vacation plans or your regular season plans or your ticket purchases. It does, which is why.
Yes, what Craig is saying is the Yankees and Mets are still taking our money. We want to make that clear. The money is still being taken from you for season tickets.
So it's a weird thing. Like, when you have a lockout, let's get to the lockout. We'll get back to this list here in a second. When you have a lockout during the offseason, is it really a lockout? To me, no.
In terms of what, though? Fans?
Yeah, from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, because the offseason just got stopped. I mean, your Yankee fans freaking out a week ago about adding to their roster, and now you're sitting around waiting for the lockout to end so you can get back to that.
Right, but no one else can add players. So there's no detriment to the Yankees. There's no detriment
to
your favorite team. It just, everything's like frozen in ice.
No, but as a fan, I think that's where it will affect you.
Yeah, but I think most fans, and I respect the fact there are, you know, diehard baseball fans here in New York. It's a baseball town. I get all that. Like, it's football season. You got college bowl games coming up. The NBA, you know, is at the quarter pole, all that stuff. Like, if there's a lockout that affects the start of the season, if there's a lockout that affects the money I've invested in tickets for next year, that's when I care about it.
No, I understand.
Like, you know, you announcing a lockout, you know, 4 months before the season starts when nothing's happening anyway, I don't care. It's a non-story to me. Wake me up end of February after the, you know, Super Bowl's played, when we're starting to now do some NBA seeding, when we're getting ready for March Madness, and when I might have a weekend plan to go to Port St. Lucie with my kids to see a little spring training, or I'm now worried about the investment I made in opening day tickets for the Yankees or Mets, and yeah, I care. Because it affects me, and it affects me financially. Right now, It'd be like announcing in June that Santa Claus might be a day late with his presents.
You won't care until December.
Like, call me at Thanksgiving and tell me there's a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you, and I think you represent the majority of people.
Yeah, it's like, to me, the lockout's a non-story. And I heard a lot of lockout talk today on the radio station, and I can't figure out why the hell you people are talking about it. Like, what's there even to say about it? The players are wrong. The owners are wrong. They're all wrong. They're all right. Like, what are we arguing over? More playoff teams. Less. There's no baseball. It's December.
You know what happens,
it's
though, when...
It's flurried this morning.
When someone tells you in June Santa may be a day late, there are two different reactions one could have.
Yeah, right.
You've got the Craig reaction, which is, I don't care till December.
Like, I'm not shopping right. for Christmas in June. I don't
and
want
I
to see Christmas
that.
Decorations up at Halloween.
And I respect that. But then there's another group of people. I'm not saying I'm one of them. Who, when they get the news that Santa may be a day late even in June,
yeah.
say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Santa may be a day late. What's going to happen on Christmas? So, there are some baseball fans. I want to be clear. I am not there yet. But there are some baseball fans who are worried. Sure, it doesn't matter now, but this thing isn't going to end. And what's going to happen in February, March, April
yeah.
when we start losing games and how damaging that would be for the sport? So I understand. I think there's a lot of people who don't worry about problems until they come right to your door.
Yeah, that's me.
But there are others that even before the leak starts, says, you know what? Maybe I should fix the piping issue.
Listen, I don't know. Like, it's June. I'm not worried about Santa. I'm not. It's like, I know I have neighbors of mine, you know, that put up their Christmas stuff, like, no joke, around Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, Ace, get to Thanksgiving and then worry about Christmas. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just, like, if you're upset about this lockout, why?
I'm upset that when I go to MLB.com, not only do they not have pictures of players.
Which, by the way, is the dumbest thing.
It's illegal. Right? Manfred said this morning, it's because there's no CBA legally, they have to take the likenesses down.
That's so stupid. But here's petty.
But here's the other thing, bro. So when you go to MLB.com, there's no articles about baseball. Like, they've pulled all articles about, like, Max Scherzer and the Mets or the Yankees. It's all about the history of baseball. Or the CBA negotiations.
Yeah, the whole thing is
so
stupid.
So they're not even
me.
Referencing the current sport. It's
crazy. Plus, listen, Daniel Jones, here's the deal. He did practice today. He's a tough guy. He's going to be playing on Sunday just like you want him to. And you're not going to like this, Evan, but I decided to put my investigative team to work over the last 48 hours. And I didn't want to bring this up yesterday because
yes.
I didn't want to be accused of being a crybaby. and complaining about a loss for a team I root for.
Oh, we're still going back to this Nick Net thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You
that's
lost.
Right. That's right.
I mean, you got to get over it.
So one of the plays that a lot of Net fans were crowing about was a play in which Kevin Durant crossed over to Julius Randle, and Randle fell on his ass. And then Durant found a wide-open Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas drained a three. Oh, by the way, the Nets won by two, 112 to 110. You could argue that three-pointer, won them the game.
Okay, no one would ever make that argument.
Well, just for the sake of my investigation, my investigative findings, Evan, we're going to say that the Cam Thomas three won them the game.
Right. First quarter three won the Nets the game. Gotcha.
Here's the problem with that first quarter three by Cam Thomas. On a very nice crossover, not the greatest one I've ever seen, but nice enough to drop Julius Randle on his ass. It was a double dribble.
Yeah, no kidding. I told you yesterday.
It was a double dribble.
You didn't
Evan.
Need investigative reporting. Yeah. Your partner told you on the air yesterday, hey, there were some missed calls, one of which
double
was
dribble.
The Kevin Durant double dribble before the
up,
Cam Thomas three.
You didn't bring that up yesterday.
Yes,
you
I did.
The LaMarcus Aldridge three-second
no, no, no.
call.
That's the two-minute report.
Yeah.
I brought up on my own because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I said, yes. There were some calls that went the Nets' way. In fact, there was a call early in the game where Kevin Durant committed a double dribble.
Double dribble.
I said it to you.
You need to know it happened.
I knew it happened.
Well, I'm telling you it happened.
But you know what's so sick? If you want to go through every play of that game.
No, I don't. Just that play.
Of course not.
Yeah, there's that play.
Of course not.
Because how do you miss a double dribble off a play that everyone's watching because Julius Randle's on his ass?
Oh, get over it.
So it's not like you didn't see it.
You're such a whiny
bitch. I put that game in protest.
Yes.
I am protesting officially the Brooklyn Net win over the New York Knicks.
You
I'm
lost.
Protesting.
Take your L.
I'm not taking the L. That's a W for the Knicks. It's a W.
Do you know that New York Knicks fans complain the second most amongst NBA fans on Twitter about
Who
officials?
Who complains more?
The Los Angeles Laker fans.
Damn it, I knew that.
We can all agree on that.
Well, listen, we'll get all your calls today. It's going to be a fun day here at The Fan. 877-337-6666. If there's somebody in this town or a team or a moment that you are truly, truly thankful for that you think cannot be broken down, that it'll be 100-0 if we polled it, I want to hear who it is or what it is. All right? The obvious one is Max Scherzer. But I can poke holes in the Max Scherzer signing if I have to. I don't want to, but if you call with Scherzer, I'm going to be put in a tough spot of having to poke holes. Pokey, 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 pokey. Okay?
Poke.
Pokey.
I dare you.
Pokey, pokey, pokey.
I dare you.
Well, you brought up Durant. I gave you the whole poking on Durant.
Wait, you poke on Kevin Durant and he committed a double dribble?
No, no.
That's your
he's got ashy ankles and his hair's bunk. Yeah. No, I can't knock his game. He's the most unguardable player in the league.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to poke his ashy ankles. Yeah.
If you can poke Kevin Durant and you can poke Max Scherzer and you could try to poke Adam Fox even though you've never heard of him, then everybody's pokeable.
Yeah.
Well, there's no unpokeable person.
We're going to see who wants to get poked today. All right. That's how it's going to go. Plus, we have a huge announcement regarding the future of this show and a new segment that has been approved by management only moments ago. Moments ago. And we'll tell you what that is coming up in a bit. Zach, could you do me a favor and not suck that lollipop like it's a sexual object right in front of me? Like, I love you, but you're working that lollipop like it owes you money. All right? So if you don't, like, I'm good with you eating the lollipop. I'm not good with you globbing on the lollipop like it's your first time, you know, at the drive-in. Okay? So if you don't mind, just turn your back to me while you finish working that lollipop. That's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever seen.
The way you described it made it even worse.
Yeah. I mean, the lollipop earned its money. Tell you that right now. How many licks does it take? Apparently 243. Yeah, all gone.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Should we see if Boone wants to come to the game tonight?
Yeah, see what he's up to.
Let me ask my niece first. Should I ask her?
Do they have extra tickets for Booney?
Yeah, they got a whole suite, dude. We're the only ones in it.
We're the only ones in it.
I think we're the only ones
in
it.
Why isn't Loogie and McMonagle coming?
I invited them. They said no.
You guys said no?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
I invited both of them to come.
I remember, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because
why would you say no?
Well, I'm hosting Thursday Night Live, and then I'm busy.
What do you mean you're busy?
It's a lot of traveling. I won't get there until later, and then I got to drive all the way upstate, you know.
And then I'm busy. That's funny.
I'm more surprised by Loogie. It's not like his job is safe. Like, why would he not want to come?
Well, I actually have a big night planned. I'm going to take a shower and stare into space, which is much better than going
to a game with you two. Like I mentioned, his job is not safe. Like, that's a dumb business decision on his part.
Well, his job is safe because we have a new segment he's going to be producing here.
Exactly why his job is not safe.
No, no. You want me to tell you what the segment is? It starts next. Next week, every Wednesday, we have a new segment. And the name of that segment is what, Loogie? What are you calling the segment?
I think we're going to call it Wednesday Wags. I believe that was the
Wag Wednesday.
Wag Wednesday is the working title.
Right? Wag Wednesday?
Yes.
Which is not like, you know, Wow Wednesday, which is Opie and Anthony's Whip Em Out Wednesdays, although I'd love to bring that back.
That ended really well.
Right.
The Wow had no problem. It was the sex in the church.
Oh, that's true. You're right. My apologies. You're right. The Wow was fine. I still see bumper stickers to this day.
I still flash them.
You're funny.
So Wag Wednesday is going to be a new feature on the show where we talk to the wives and girlfriends of former and current athletes. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic. Anna Benson's, I think, our first guest.
Imagine that.
So that starts next Wednesday. It'll be, I think, in the 5 o'clock hour every Wednesday. It's Wag Wednesday.
I think the first guest should be Clint Frazier's fiance.
I know her dad.
Exactly.
That would never happen either, by the way.
No way.
You can ask him. I'll give you his number. You know.
Well, what ended up happening with that? I mentioned on the air that Clint Frazier's fiance's father reached out to me.
Yeah.
That he wanted to talk to you. How'd that go?
It went great.
Is that all you're going to say?
It went great.
So you got a good rapport?
I think
he wasn't mad at you about anything? Because I couldn't imagine why he'd be mad. I don't think you said anything about her.
He had no reason to be mad at all. But because I'm a stand-up guy, I had a conversation with him.
Good.
Because he got bad information.
What information did he get?
He thought that we were making fun of his daughter by name. And I go, no. I go, we were making fun of her fiance by name.
And he liked that.
Yeah. He had no problem with that. He understood that.
That sounds like a true future father-in-law. Yeah, that's fine.
He had no problem with that.
Clint Frazier stinks. In fact, you know what we call him at the house? Double play machine Clint.
Yeah, well, that's what we call him here, too. So there you go. Yeah, he was telling me a story how Clint Frazier grounded into a double play in a softball game and cost his team the champions. No, he did not say that.
That'd be fun.
No, we had a nice chat. Like, it was all good.
I'm glad it ended well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could, if you want, if she wants to come on, I'm good with it.
That's a good starter right there.
Well, I mean, listen, I think you want like an Anna Benson's the greatest starter.
Anna Benson, I think, is in prison.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah. I'll double check, but
they allow phone calls.
They get one, yeah.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Brandon Tierney's got some nice kicks on today. That's how I judge men. What kind of wheels you come in with.
So you don't like my slip-ons that my wife just bought me with no shoelaces?
You're not a shoe guy, to be fair.
No.
No, I know.
I tell my wife, $50, buy me something without shoelaces, and she does it.
I'm going to get you a gift certificate at the GOAT so you can go buy a nice, legitimate pair of kicks for Christmas.
Yeah.
That'll be my gift to you.
That's very sweet.
Brandon Tierney is here. This is one of those weird things where, you know, good fortune for some, unfortunately, means other people are no longer working. So I want to be sensitive to that. But good to see you, BT.
And what's happening, buddy? How are you, Craig?
Doing great. Yeah. The voice of St. John's.
The Johnnies.
No, is in the building?
Mink is the voice of St. John's. Mink is the voice of St. John's.
Is he still doing games?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Evidently hasn't tuned in yet this year.
I don't know.
Is he still doing games?
What else is he doing? If he's
my
not doing
favorite
games.
Part of Brandon Tierney and John Minko doing a game is... You say something. It doesn't even matter what it is. Could be about the game. Could be about the Knicks. And then Minko's like, bop, 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 bop.
But you're the analyst?
I'm the analyst.
Yes.
He is the worst and I love the guy. He's the worst. He is incapable of ad-libbing.
Right.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
So, and he gets, like, nervous and he gets awkward. But he laughs and I
giggle.
I know that that's coming, so I purposely make it more awkward.
Well, let me mention that.
Brandon, love the guy.
Brandon's in studio, and they tell me Tiki Barber's on the line as well. Tiki, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. How are you all?
You couldn't make it here today for the big announcements? You're too busy?
I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm heading out to Seattle, so I had some things to take care of this afternoon.
Fair enough.
It is what it is.
He's got to go to the dispensary and get some good stuff.
By the way, I'm in for a hundy.
Yeah, you know what? Double it. Bring back some good nuggets. What do you think? Pre-rolled stuff, okay?
Yeah, so it's legal. It's legal, and I got the card on me. I'll prove it if you need to see it.
I hear you.
So, meanwhile, Tiki Barber, like, people thought Tiki might have been, like, bougie when he was a player, as a lot of players are. But I read the story about your marathon day experience. Mm. My man.
That was not fun.
Not fun. You got a police escort to the starting
line.
No,
hold on.
What?
I took an Uber.
True story.
I took an Uber to the start, but I was on the wrong side. I'm on the Brooklyn side.
Right.
This marathon starts on the Staten Island side. And, you know, those couple steps on the five boroughs, one's got to be in Staten Island.
Correct.
And at the bridge, it's closed. You can't walk across it. So I'm talking to the state police, trying to get them to let me across. He said, you got to get approved. So I called. I finally got in touch with the head of operations for the marathon. He gave that guy the okay, and the guy was like, I know who you were, I just couldn't let you go. I just needed the okay.
Yeah, but
you leave out, I don't know if it's the best part, but you leave out an important part. He did the Alabama game the night before.
Right.
And then he drove to Atlanta, he slept for an hour, and he ran the race for charity.
Yeah.
So it might sound
bougie.
Which
he's always done, right?
Always for charity. Always done. Oh, yeah.
What? And what'd you run it in? Under four?
Nine hours.
Almost. BT, Sharp Tierney, as I like to call him, placed the over under it at 4:45.
Uh huh.
And he took his over, and I went over 4:47.
Very close.
You finished. Wow. Oh, close.
2 minutes
close,
off, man.
Dude,
2 minutes off.
So I should say, and I know you heard me when you were on hold there, Tiki and Tierney, that's the name of the show. They're going to be our new midday show starting after the new year.
Yep.
And obviously, having known both of you guys for a very long time, I've been respectful of both of your careers. And I say this with due respect to Moose and Maggie, who are here for a long time as well. I do think you guys will be great additions here. Thrilled that we're coming on after you guys. And, you know, congratulations to both of you. I know it's been different journeys.
Yeah.
For you, Brandon, as a radio guy, always wanting to be on The Fan and going out to Frisco to prove your worth and coming back and working at ESPN for a short time.
Yeah.
And then you guys connected at the network and made it here. So congrats. Listen, it's no such thing as an overnight success in this business.
Listen, there's not. And take you obviously jump in. But the one thing that, and I feel like every time somebody gets hired by The Fan, like you have to communicate this. And I'll communicate this more thoroughly on the first show. But so it's not lost on anybody, you know, what this means, certainly for us as a duo. Tiki and I have been together since 2013. But for me personally, right? So I interned at FAN in 97.
Okay.
All right. I was up in the promotions department with Brian Bruder. You guys probably know the name Brian.
Sure.
All right. No, you don't. You just yes me to death.
That's right.
You have no idea who he is. Right? I could tell just the way he looked away from me. He's got no idea.
Yeah, Brian, anyway,
yeah, I know Brian.
Right?
Who doesn't know Brian?
We used to go to Tough Diner all the time.
Oh, yeah. Legend of the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Brian. So, long story short, this was, I'm in the promotions department. I had no interest in being in promotions, but I knew that I wanted to get in the building. Like every other young aspiring broadcaster that just fell in love with FAN as a kid. And I would go to the back where they would cut promos. Schmooze was actually back there when I did this. And I recruited a fellow promotions intern. And I would just do these fake shows. I would just pull some unsuspecting. I would talk about the Yankees. We'd talk about the Knicks. This is when the Knicks and the Heat rivalry was insane. So that is the short story. The destination has always been this place, man. I've had reverence for The Fan my entire life. Craig, I know I've told you this privately. I think you're a radio wizard, man. I think you are so good at what you do. Evan, I don't think there's many people in the city that know sports the way you do. If anybody, quite frankly. A little nerdy, to be honest. Well, and you got to work on the punches.
A little bit.
I mean, the guys in the morning, Boomer's a stud. Gio's a pisser. We are pumped to be here. I really mean that, right, Zeke?
What are you most pumped to talk about? Because one thing I know about
not
you
national
is
stuff.
Well, no, I know, but you're no more
SEC football.
Like I care about Notre Dame. I do care about Notre Dame.
But I know you as a diehard Knicks fan, diehard Jet fan, which we can bond on, and the Yankees. What are you most excited to finally?
I'll tell you what I'm most excited for, Teak. And Tiki, by all means, Teak, you got to hop in. But
yeah, go ahead. This is your dream come true. I kind of grabbed your coattails 9 years ago and made something special. But this is special for you, I can tell.
Well, your name doesn't hurt, brother, so I appreciate that and the latitude to say that here. But I would say that what I'm most looking forward to is to be challenged. Like, I miss what I love doing when I was doing local down the dial or up that whatever it was back in the day. I loved the energy that you can't replicate doing a national show. And I loved when somebody called up and brought it to the point where you know when somebody challenges you, like you get that blood flowing that just didn't happen down the hall. And I love doing those shows and I love Teak, but I cannot wait to get back in the studio and connect with New York. I missed it. And I loved what I did. But I missed it.
Yeah, no, it's a different animal. Tiki, I'm sure you see it. You know, different broadcasts stops along the way. Like, when you talk about New York in New York and you walk out the door, people hear you.
I know. Yep. Look, Craig, it's been 15 years, 15 plus years, but the battles I used to have with the host on this station were legendary, especially Francesco when he would think he knew everything about the New York Giants and was telling me what I should be doing. You know,
no, he still thinks that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you guys, maybe you don't know this, but my first gig in media
was
WFAN. In my off season back in 1998, I was having issues, couldn't stay healthy. Lep Seltzer, our manager, said, "Teak, you got to divorce yourself from football just in case." And so I started doing overnights at The Fan, driving across the bridge. I lived on the Upper East Side, going across the Queensboro Bridge into this rat hole facility over there and doing overnights at 10 o'clock. Joe B was there. And I mean, it was like, what in the heck am I doing? But I learned to appreciate talking and doing radio. And it started me on a path through WCBS and then the Yes Network. I was there for a little
bit. You're doing stuff on Fox, right?
Fox News, that's right. And then obviously the Today Show. And then come back full circle with CBS Sports Network when Cherney, who hired me back then, brought me over to the national network. So, I mean, it's come full circle. Obviously, my delivery and energy is different than BT's, but it's just as passionate, especially especially with New York sports the way that they are right now. And, you know, for the first time in a while, BT and I are commiserating our respective football teams.
Yeah, it's nice to have some company in the exactly. in the outhouse.
How long did it take you to love doing it, Teak?
Radio? It took a little bit.
Like I always say to people, you know, it's like writing a column. Everyone's got one great show in them. Anybody could do one great show. It's who comes back the next day and the next day. It's a job. And I always marvel at athletes, guys like you, guys like Boomer, who are willing to come in every day to do it because you guys aren't everyday guys. You're ball players.
Yeah.
So I wonder, and you can't do it every day unless you fall in love with the art of doing it.
Yeah.
So I wondered how long it took you to get to that
spot. Look, I mean, you know, you guys know Brandon. He's awesome, but he's also challenging at the same time because of how his energy goes. But I give him credit for pushing me in the right direction to learn. Right, one of the things that was hard doing a national show is that I didn't know a lot about baseball. Right, I didn't know a lot about, you know, even, I mean, I love the NBA, but I didn't know the intricacies of the NBA and, you know, how guys play. It was just kind of, I was just a star follower, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Brandon, probably 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, I started to pick it up. And he was intentional about teaching me things like you got to talk about this or understand this. This is why this means something, you know, on the diamond or, you know, who the rotation matters. It's not just the star pitcher, you know, the ace. And, you know, it took about 3 years. And at that point, I started to realize I can understand this in a way that I can talk about it as opposed to just, I don't know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Type of conversation. Yep. So it took about 3 years. So 6 years, we've been grinding at it. And
well, think about this too, T. You need the aptitude, but you need the work ethic to get to the point that you got to.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Listen, I mean, I've worked with ex-athletes in the past. I'll say this about T. I don't know anybody that's more intelligent than Tiki. I really don't. I mean,
I can name a few.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can start with yourself.
I have a list.
He's a smart guy.
I know.
He's probably one of the smarter guys in the building. Well-versed and intelligent and a quest to learn. So he was very adaptable to learning what, quite frankly, he needed to learn. And now it's second nature.
And now that you're so enthusiastic, you got nothing but time to concentrate on radio, right?
I still got events to do. You know how that works.
I know.
Just because you sell something doesn't mean they let you walk out the door.
Well, listen, congratulations to both of you. I know it's a dream come true professionally for you, Brandon and Tiki. In your second life, I know you appreciate what WFN means to New York. And we look forward to working with you. And, you know, for us, open door, anything you guys ever need or want. And always pop in. And we look forward to working and coming on after you guys. And look forward to this new lineup of WFAN. I'm sure your family's all pumped up
Everybody's
about it.
Everybody's pumped up, man. It's all good vibes. Everybody's
and here's
ready.
The son of a New York cop.
That's right. Not detective. Don't get it wrong.
Detective. They saw cop.
Yeah. Wait, I thought he was a sergeant, BT.
That's right. Well, I when I got pulled over, I said he was a sergeant. And they let me go, actually.
You promoted
that's
him when you got story. Pulled over?
That's an old story. We don't need to rehash that.
Anyway, it's that's
remember that ticket? That was hysterical.
That's New York.
That's right.
That's New York.
It's great. I can't wait. Thank you for opening the door. Great to be in with you guys.
Congrats,
and
guys.
New York, we'll see you January 3rd. I missed you guys.
January 3rd, Monday, the premiere of it's Tiki and Tierney.
No, it's Tierney and Tiki.
Tierney and Tiki. The T-Boys. On the fact. Congrats to both of you guys.
Thanks, pal.
All right, looking forward to seeing you. And Tiki, get home safe. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, so there you go. All right. So it's a really a brave new world here at WFN. A lot of changes. With respect to those who are being replaced, I think WFN's got a very bright future ahead of it. Now, if we could just figure out, you know, somebody to replace Evan, we're all
Anthony Carton. He could be the guy.
By the way, Anthony wants the job.
Anthony could take the job.
He'll
work for a lot cheaper, right?
I told you what he said to me yesterday. It was great that my mic was on and Tommy had to ask permission.
No, I got
to
tell you, as he was on, I was thinking, how can we get rid of Dad? That's what I was thinking. Me, Anthony, and Sonny.
If you pay him
three
same,
person
it's all
show,
good.
Let's go.
You guys want to do that December 27th?
No, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, so am I, but we'll come in.
No, I'm going away.
I think I'm bringing the boys in for maybe like 2 hours.
That's awesome. You should do it.
I don't know. Have they talked to you guys? Are you guys doing our Christmas week of shows? We don't know. No. Why would
I have
you guys
no
know?
Idea.
Why would you know, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd know by now.
I'll find out for you.
Oh, thanks. Let us know.
I'll do some checking. But I think I might come in that Monday.
With who? Sonny and Anthony?
With Sonny and Anthony,
that'd be tremendous.
The Carton boys.
You leave, let them two do it.
I can't do that.
Well, what do you mean, why?
Sonny would never get a word in. He would never speak.